1EB and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. Drink from me, a Samaritan woman, this Jew, for the Jews, rather, have no dealing with Samaritans. First, this woman was bold, and here's why. A good Jew did not go through Samaritan or Samaria. Two are from Galilee, even though it was a much shorter route. They would actually cross the Jordan River by bypassing going through Jerusalem, Samaria rather. There was a long history of bitter hatred between them. Let's look at the history. They had been once one nation in the days of King David and his son Solomon. But after Solomon's death, the nation was split into two nations. Kingdom, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Later, the northern kingdom was taken into captivity by the Assyrians because of their idolatry and other evils they committed. And a few were allowed to return from Assyria and intermarried with pagans. And these people were called Samaritans. Now we see they were part of a kingdom. For when we think about these people, there were two nations. The southern kingdom was Judah, who later went into exile in Babylon for the same sins of her sister had committed. Two nations split, Bruce, Northern Kingdom and Southern Kingdom. Let's identify them. Write it down, Donald. Michael. When we think about the Northern Kingdom, there was Reuben and Simeon and Dan and Naphtali. There was Gad and Asher. There was Issachar. There was Zebulun. There was Ephraim and Manasseh. And they followed a new king called Jeroboam. And the southern kingdom was Judah and Benjamin. Now we know why Jesus is the lion of the tribe of
Judah.
Two kingdoms, same people. And yet one was a northern kingdom, then the other was a southern kingdom. And yet God separated them because even though they were one nation and one people, they were all serving one God. But we are told here, according to scripture, because of the way they had fallen away, you do know that they fell into captivity for 70 years because they were doing stuff they weren't supposed to do. They were under King Nebuchadnezzar. This is the history. You remember Nebuchadnezzar? Nebuchadnezzar was a great and powerful king. You do remember Daniel. Well, you do remember all of the men that served under his authority and power. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm giving you history because this is the one nation that began to separate itself. And God was watching the nation because God had something that was being planned for a future king and a future nation that will run through the line of Judah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Jesus is of the tribe of Judah. He is a Nazarite of the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So therefore, God was setting the stage for something to come in the future. God is setting up something this very day. We see something that has been torn apart. And when something is torn apart, a nation is fragile and a nation is broken. I'm prophesying to you. And when a nation is fragile and when a nation is broken, God is about to act. And so there's this great nation. Some people call it the Confederate and the Union. One people who have separated themselves. And when you separate yourself, God has to step in. A nation that said, in God we trust, I ain't backing away from it now. Because God is watching a nation that said, in God we trust, and that nation will fall just like the nation of Israel fell for 70 years because they were split and they started worshiping idols. Do you see an idol in the making? My brothers and sisters, even though Cyrus allowed all Jews to return to their land after 70 years, the vast majority remained. This was why Jews and Samaritans did not get along. When we think about what God is doing, he's trying to bring a people together, not cause them to separate. When we think about this passage, we think about what Jesus was speaking of. Now, the woman at the well became engaged in a conversation that would change her life forever because Jesus gave a hint that she was not just talking to a weary stranger, but this is the Messiah. And if she understood that, she would certainly ask Jesus for his living waters. But whenever you see that word, but, it's a conjunction which means something is about to be said. But the question that Jesus asked confused her. Jesus sometimes spoke in allegories, metaphors, similes, and parables. Allegories, similes, metaphors, and parables. And Jesus here is speaking in similes. For he is speaking of water, which is descriptive, spiritually, or receiving of the Holy Spirit into our life. And if you ain't got the Holy Spirit, you ain't got nothing. The power of the Holy Spirit indwells within the life of the believer. Jesus is speaking parenthetically about what we as believers must have in our life in order to get to where he is. And what Jesus said to Nicodemus is that you must be born again. If you ain't born again, you ain't got nothing that Jesus is interested in. We must be born again. Every single person on the face of this earth has to be born again to get to where Jesus is. Even those who say they have a relationship with him, you must be changed. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit changes the way we are as an individual. We cannot live a life the same way without having the Lord in our life. He came and gave us what we need to have a relationship with the Father who will not have any association with sin. And here's why. Because we are all born with a sin nature because of the first Adam fell. But Jesus said, if I be lifted from of the earth, I will draw all men unto me. The only way we gonna get to Jesus, get to heaven, is through Jesus. Through Jesus. My brothers and sisters, when we think about this woman trying to figure this out, she couldn't figure out how Jesus was going to get his own water. For Jesus did not have a pitcher. And that well where they met had been measured to be over 100 feet deep. And when the people traveled, they carried containers so they could get water out of the well. But Jesus didn't have one, because Jesus was on an assignment, an appointment, and he was about to introduce himself. Anybody been introduced? He was on an assignment and an appointment because Jesus was about to introduce himself. Somebody is about to be introduced to this man called Jesus. The Lamb of God. The lily of the valley. The bright morning star. Our water when we are thirsty. Our food when we are hungry. Our shelter in a time of storm. Somebody is about to be introduced to this man called Jesus. Jesus came in the fullness of time, demonstrated the eternal love of God the Father Almighty, suffered and died so that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. Can I introduce you to this man called Jesus? He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Somebody needs to be introduced to this man called Jesus, because the way we are, we can't get to him without a formal introduction. And I'm introducing you to this man called Jesus. My brothers and sisters, when we think about what Jesus was doing, he was opening the door for us that no man can close, and closing the door that no man can open. Again, in verse 13 and 14, Jesus offered her living water, saying, everyone who drinks from this well will be thirsty again, but whosoever drinks of the water I give will never thirst. She didn't understand, Mike. She didn't understand what Jesus was getting at. Even when he said, the water I give you will become like a spring of water welling up to eternal life, she still was lost. When we think about what God is doing, he's drawing men through his word, so that men can be saved. I have shared, God ain't trying to judge nobody, but he's trying to save everybody. Yeah. Everybody can have an opportunity to be saved, but not everybody will be saved. The only one who will not be saved are the one who deny him as to who he is. Deny the blessing that God hath for them. If we confess, the Lord will bless us. In fact, she thought that Jesus was saying he was going to make her lifestyle easy. She thought she would not have to return to the well each day for water, and that Jesus' water would fully quench her thirst. And in those days, getting water was hard work. It required making two trips and carrying heavy jars full of water. But Jesus takes their discussion up a level. When Jesus wants to share something with us, he asks us to go deep into his word, expositorily. He wants us to research his words in the original Greek and in the original Hebrew language. And when he takes us deeper into his word, there's an expectation that our life be full of the word of God, and we are different and cannot be the same. Because when you get a dose of what God is saying, you are completely different. Because you are.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, good morning. Today happens to be Wednesday, June the 3rd, and it's another trip around the sun for these wonderful birthday people. Let's say happy birthday to Kedarian Wilkins, Harold Robinson, Roy Udelano, Joy Osteen, and Mark.